There's a big movie opening this weekend with a very excited fan base. Watchmen began as a 12-part DC Comics series. Written by Alan Moore, an eccentric icon of the comic world, the comics developed a devoted following. They were reprinted as a graphic novel, which earned a spot on Time magazine's list of the 100 best modern English language novels. Bob Mondello says the movie hews closely to its source material, but that's not necessarily a good thing.
The opening titles welcome us to an alternate 1985. Richard Nixon has begun his fifth term as president, and partly because he's outlawed costumed superheroes, the world is a messy place. As the titles end, one guy who once wore a costume and called himself the Comedian gets a late-night knock at the door. Well, not a knock, really. The Comedian was expecting this visit.
It's a matter of time, I suppose.
An aerial ballet of a fight sends him crashing around his high-rise apartment through walls and cabinets and finally out the window into a fatal 40-story back dive. Tuck position, I think. I'd give him about a 3 for execution, but it's flashy in that digitally unreal way you expect in a superhero epic. Comedian's death prompts a reunion of 5 vigilant vigilantes who were his buds back when costumes were legal, including Rorschach, whose mask has constantly moving blotches, a raven-haired beauty who looks like a walking shampoo ad, and a gadget nut who gets demolecularized in a lab accident, which gives him actual superpowers.
The Superman exists, and he is American.
They call me Dr. Manhattan. They are shaping me into something gaudy. Something lethal.
Something blue, and without a spandex suit, so full frontal shots of him are also blue. Collectively, he and his less super buddies, whose powers seem to start and end with martial arts abilities, were once known as Watchmen, and in Alan Moore's graphic novel, they sort of deconstructed superherodom. But the movie makers are too busy digitizing to bother much with that, so in place of personalities, the characters make do with the kind of complicated backstories that are just riveting in graphic novels.
The past, even the grimy parts of it, keep on getting brighter.
Cue something bright, say a flashbulb, 40 years earlier. Unfortunately, backstories, however riveting they are in graphic novels, tend to clutter up movies, especially when there are 6 of them to get through. So director Zack Snyder is still doling out origin flashbacks 2 hours and 7 minutes in. Mind you, the movie has almost 40 minutes to go at that point, most of which will take place in a cross between The Mummy's Tomb and Superman's Ice Palace, where catastrophic scenarios will be debated at length. I'll leave you to discover how all that works out. For the record, the director recycles some of his better effects from the Gladiator epic 300, that 40-story backdive, for instance, and when he's not splattering blood a good deal more liberally than he needs to, he's being so faithful to the work of comic book artist Dave Gibbons that he might as well have used the graphic novel's illustrations as a storyboard, which will likely seem a good thing to really rabid Watchmen fans, but it's going to leave everyone else wondering if the director knows much about movie pacing, movie narratives, or movie audiences. I'm Bob Mondello.
And this is All Things Considered.